The piece of music you've just listened to is a nocturne by Scriabin, and I hope that it has brought upon you a complete sense of calm. Welcome to About Music, our fourth program of Light Music, and this time we have the theme Romantic Reflections. We're going to continue now with two impromptus by Franz Schubert, the first one in G-flat and the second one in A-flat. Both of these are very well known. They unfold with effortless grace, flowing melodies like a quiet, heartfelt conversation. There's intimacy here, something tender and deeply expressive, as if the piano itself is lost in thought. Gabriel Fauré's Sicilian, Opus 78, is quite well known and has been arranged for many different mediums, the best known one being for flute. It drifts like a gentle breeze on a summer afternoon, music that lingers in the air, full of quiet beauty and nostalgic charm. Well, our next piece hardly needs any introduction. It's the waltz from Sleeping Beauty. Very noisy, full of a graceful sweep of strings that transports you immediately into a fairy tale. It's as if the ballroom itself were spinning in time with the music. It's the kind of piece that lingers in your piece long after it ends.
Thank you.
come to a tiny little piece of less than 2 minutes long by Edward MacDowell. It's called To a Wild Rose. It's a piece that speaks in hushed tones, full of sincerity and gentle wonder, as it observes the quiet beauty of a rose opening in the morning light. We come now to a gentle, sacred work, César Franck's Panis Angelicus. It glows with serenity. It carries a quiet sense of devotion. The voice soars, creating a luminous atmosphere of peace and reverence. It's music that somehow feels as if it's suspended between heaven and earth. Thank you. Our next piece, which is Edvard Grieg's lyric piece, Wedding Day at Trollhaugen, is something that he wrote for his wife to celebrate their 25th wedding anniversary. But it captures the joy and nostalgia of a wedding day in this light-hearted and lovely piece. The opening dances with bright celebratory energy, then settles into a more reflective, tender mood. It looks back on a beautiful day already turning into memory, full of warmth and sincerity, a musical portrait of happiness and love.
Thank you.
Clara Schumann, the wife of Robert Schumann, was herself an amazing musician and composer. We listen next to her romance in A minor. It's a beautifully intimate work, filled with delicate melancholy and quiet passion. It unfolds like a whispered confession, full of tenderness and longing. It's a perfect glimpse into her deeply expressive musical world. Another well-known one, the swan from the Carnival of the Animals, graceful and serene, one of the most beloved melodies in all of classical music. Thank you. Next, we have a piece that you may not know by Johannes Brahms, his Intermezzo in A major. Brahms at his most tender and introspective. This intermezzo is like a quiet conversation between the heart and the soul. There's a sense of longing in every phrase, making it one of Brahms's most deeply personal works.
Thank you.
Our closing piece for today is by Frédéric Chopin, the etude in E major called Tristesse, and you might remember that it had a life as a song called So Deep Is the Night. This piece captures longing and beauty. The melody unfolds with a gentle sigh, its delicate phrases tinged with a quiet melancholy. As it grows in intensity in a vigorous middle section, it feels like a memory coming to life. And then we have the return of the fleeting, passionate, and utterly unforgettable melody. I hope you've enjoyed this program. Signing off now, I'm Brian.